The recovery in the construction sector has taken a bit of a breather. That says Afrimat's index slowed to 109 points in the first quarter. This was mainly driven by seasonal effects as well as the second wave of COVID-19. Joining me now with more of the detail is independent economist Roelof Botha. Roelof, thanks so much for your time this evening. So, like I say, we saw recovery come through in the first quarter, but at a slower pace than we've gotten used to. So how do we interpret the print that's come through, especially as we sit on the cusp, or amidst rather, wave three?
Yes, it's bad timing. What one should remember, if you look at the Afrimat index, where it currently stands at 109 compared to its base period in 2011, which is 100, it means that we've only in a decade progressed by 9%, which is not good, but at least it's higher than the first quarter of last year. So on a year-on-year basis, there has been an improvement. And the average for the last two quarters compared to a year ago is also up. So one could say that we are construction activity is probably more or less where it was before COVID happened last year. But that level was not an acceptable level. It was too low anyway, considering the backlog of housing and infrastructure in this country. So this sector needs a boost. It needs government to do two important things: that get cracking with the infrastructure projects and get the municipalities functional again so that they can assist this process in partnership with the private sector.
Yeah. And what you're saying, emphasized by the fact that if we look at the details of the index and that the sub-indices, only three of the nine sub-components actually recorded quarter-on-quarter growth in the first 3 months of the year. And that particularly concerning, especially when, you know, amongst those that have declined is retail trade sales of hardware, which fell back over 10%.
Yes, it is a huge concern, but fortunately the overall decline in the index quarter on quarter was only 5.6%, which is more or less in line with the decline in the GDP. And it's a seasonal aspect. There's always a decline. Every single first quarter is a decline from the previous fourth quarter. So we're not too concerned about that. And as far as the hardware retail sales are concerned, at least on a year-on-year basis, they're up by 16%. So that is certainly encouraging, and we are quite confident that the second quarter is going to witness a really decent uptick. We've also discussed that within our sector-specific economic research at the Optima Investment Group, where I brought some of these figures to the table and advised them that they must make the right picks now, because there are still some good buys on the JSE as far as I'm concerned. Economic growth this year, despite the third wave, is going to hit 5%, I believe, or very close to that, and we should build up that momentum into 2022, especially if there is further progress with nailing the crooks, the people that have been stealing us dry within the public sector especially.
Roelof, in fact, you highlight that the significant recovery of the value of building plans passed by the larger municipalities, which traditionally acts as a leading indicator for future building activity, is boosting your confidence as well. Are you not at all worried or concerned about the significant risk that this third wave presents to any recovery we've seen up to this point?
If one considers the extent of the second wave and the fact that in the first quarter, which we're reporting on, two of the 3 months, in other words, two-thirds of the time period that we have recovering, we were exposed to more stringent lockdown regulations. It is pretty clear from the Afrimat Index that the construction sector, by and large, have managed to live with the COVID and with the pandemic, and they're getting on with business, quite frankly, and that helps, quite frankly, for most of the sectors of the economy. If you take the fact that our leading business cycle indicator is at an all-time high, and the IHS Market Composite Purchasing Managers Index for South Africa is also at a decade high level, then there is certainly a lot of business confidence around. And with a little bit of luck, this irritating third wave will peak within the next week or two, and then we can get cracking. But quite frankly, I mean, the rate of vaccination is really holding us back. I mean, California is almost 80%. They are back to normal. What is the problem here? Why can government not involve the private sector? more intimately in this whole process. It is really irresponsible as far as I'm concerned.
Well, on that note, let's leave it there, Roelof. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, independent economist Roelof Botha.